you for calling Munchell's Fine Jewelry. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. It's Gary with RDI. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm always fantastic. Looking for Matt if he's in.
Yeah, let me check. I haven't seen him yet, but he might be running around here.
Awesome. Thank you.
Just a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
Matt, how may I help you?
Matt, good morning. It's Garrett. How are you?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm always fantastic. Who is the young lady helping with the 350?
Christy.
Christy. I should freaking remember that. Christy. All right, I'm going to put it on here. She said that the lady actually came in and took a look at it. Loves it. He loves it. But we're waiting on him to pony up, right?
To be honest, I haven't heard. So you know more than I do.
Ha! Hey, Matt, so I talked to Christy yesterday. all right, cool. I've got it until, like, mid-next week, and then I'll have to reinvent the wheel. But hopefully we can get him in. What else is good? Just buying? Buying?
It's ridiculous. The way the market's been running here.
Yeah.
I think we've spent, like, almost, like, $300,000 this week alone.
Holy shit.
Just that's a lot.
Yeah,
I spent a little over 100 yesterday alone, and we've already got like 3 deals lined up. Probably that's going to be that or more already this morning.
And you're making what, 20% on these things?
Oh, fuck no. No. This is bullion.
Oh, bullion.
Make 3%. Yeah,
3%. Well, still though.
But it's easy. It's easy money because
right.
It's just writing
no
a
arguing.
Check and putting up shit in a box and then mailing it off.
Now, do you have to wait 30 days?
Not on bullion.
Not on bullion. On scrap is different.
Exactly, yeah. Scrap
okay.
is different than bullion.
Gotcha. Gotcha, yeah.
It's all volume when it comes to bullion.
Okay. Are you doing just gold or silver, too?
Silver, too, but it's getting fucking hard.
Yeah,
it's
so, like...
hard to work with silver.
Yeah, I had a guy, he was like, Garrett, I got 1,500 ounces. Do you know anybody? Ended up selling for $83,000. I know that it was worth $87,000 at the time, but like, no one would take it, and the refiners are offering less for it, right? Because the demand's not there.
Well,
they would rather spend time on gold.
That's it. And what it is they're doing gold, and the silver gets put on the back burner. So right now, if I send a lot of silver to the refinery, it's going to be about 4 months till I get paid.
So then why buy it?
That's their backlog.
Right. Because
for scrap, you got it, or you just have to buy it super cheap.
Right. Well, I mean,
somebody else out there will buy it, but they're going to buy it for X back of whatever the price is.
Right.
They're gambling too.
Right. But when you send it to the refiner, you're not getting paid for 4 months, and that's what it's worth in 4 months, right?
Exactly.
So you're gambling.
Yep.
I mean, it's
right.
Not the idea is 4 months from now it's going to be more, right? That's the idea.
Hopefully.
Right. Hopefully, but you don't know.
And the people that really have that side of the market, that real high-end, like high-volume stuff, they hedge it all in the futures market anyway.
Okay.
So they just work on the spreads.
Yeah.
But what they had stopped allowing them to broker silver. There's like some whole another upper echelon of precious metals business that I've only recently begun to learn about over the last couple of months when everything's gone crazy.
Really? The Illuminati of gold buying?
Well, it's basically how the financial system works with them.
Oh, okay.
Because they're working with so much money. Like, these companies don't have $30 million worth of free cash flow that they can float all these big deals.
Well, that's what I was thinking. When you're like $300,000 will be spent, I'm like, well, you keep spending it. It's got to come in somewhere, right, from the deal that you did the day prior. But, like, does that
for sure.
Eventually that runs out and your ability to buy is like, I can't write you a check right now. Until.
It's become standard operating procedure. Hold the check for 3 days, hold the check for a week. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
And on a big silver deal, it can be longer because till I ship it, if I have to ship it to, say, Texas or something,
yeah.
It's going to be 3 days till it even gets there, maybe. It's going to be a day till they even get it checked in, if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
And it'll be a couple more days till I get paid. Now,
right.
That's with gold. With silver is going to be 2 weeks till I get paid.
Yeah, or longer. Like
and if
you
it's
said.
Say coin, like yeah, or if it's say like and if it's like the old 90% stuff, like the quarters
yeah.
and the dimes, where somebody actually has to go through and count them. Now, they have machines that do that all, so it goes fast, but still, it's a cold. That gets done last.
Right.
They're gonna go through the easy boxes first before they go through and do the hard stuff. So that stuff gets put back on the burner to get paid even longer.
Right.
So it's a big game.
It's kind of wild though, you know. Like I mean, it's. Like you said, you're making 3%. I don't know where 20 came from, but
on scrap, we try to work on 20%.
Oh, okay.
But on
and that's
on,
an even bigger gamble point. Because you got to wait.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But 20%, you're usually pretty good, and
yeah.
that's on the high end.
Right. But still, even so, like that's decent. That's real decent.
Really decent.
Yeah. And it's just so funny, like, you know, and diamonds being so cheap. I matched up some 2.5 carat total weights, $6,000. Near cutless, iClean, XXX, GIAs, like, and I'm like, wow, wait, 250 total weight, $6,000. Like, you know, it's bananas to me that more people aren't buying diamonds. I understand that the call isn't as, like, the demand's not as there yet, but, like, I'm seeing it cruise. I sold a 5-carat ISI-1 cushion yesterday for $64,000. I need more of that, though. But the problem is, like, it's really – I'm looking at the smaller stuff, and more people are coming in looking for natural studs. They're looking for natural – you know, and I could sell studs. But some of my GIAs, if you have the capacity to mount them up yourself, my GIAs with my lifetime trade are way better because they're even cheaper. You know, and you could put them in mountings you actually like as opposed to my tinfoil, you know? So it's interesting. It's been good so far, but like it's 12. Like we got two more Saturdays, right?
Yeah.
It's wild. Wild, dude. You know, but let me know if there's anything else that you guys need. You know, keep rocking. I'll follow up if Christy gets any news. We were doing our diamond dance yesterday, willing it into being. Well, what's Christy in relation? I feel bad. I talked to you. I spoke to Chuck the other day. Is Chuck your father?
Chuck's my cousin.
Cousin, okay. And I feel so bad at how ignorant I am to everybody else because, like, yeah, you want Matt? And I'm like, yes. You know, I just feel bad I don't talk to anybody.
Don't worry about it. You're not missing much.
Well, like, Christy's awesome. She's always a light bulb when I call, you know, always cheery. So, but tell everybody I wish them a happy holidays. Hopefully nobody kills each other. I mean, this time of year, we were just discussing it in our meeting. You know, you're spending, I mean, you're in a family business. It doesn't matter what time of year. You're spending 8 hours with family all the time.
No, no. It's almost guaranteed that somebody will either be fired or quit. Every year.
So we do that with our you probably received our calendar with all of our, like, our faces on it and shit. And we cross off. And another one, you know what I mean? Like, there's a smaller staff now, but I think I've got a stack in here somewhere. And if I can find it from years past, there's little X's on everyone that didn't make it. And, like, you know, yeah. But I mean,
this time of year, it brings out craziness.
Yeah, the best and the worst. It's stress, you know.
Oh, it's my uncle had to set me down yesterday morning and tell me to chill the fuck out. I was like,
it is what it is, though, dude, right? We mean the best. That's it. We mean well. You know, but have a rocking day, dude. Good talking to you. I hope you buy $400,000 in gold today.
Me too.
All right, man. All right, get after it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.